Participants at Monday's Health Policy Forum in Lexington heard a message about combating opioid addiction from journalist Sam Quiñones. The Los Angeles Times reporter spent 10 years doing freelance work in Mexico. During his keynote speech for Kentucky's Substance Use Crisis Forum, Quiñones focused on the issues of isolation.
Seems to me, though, that a drug that thrives on isolation, that creates more isolation, is best attacked through community.
Ben Chandler, president of the organization that sponsored the event, the Foundation for a Healthy Kentucky, said selfishness is a problem in society. He says getting to know each other and caring for each other is healthy. Also on the agenda was psychology professor Harvey Milkman, who spoke on how natural highs through arts, music, and dance helped reverse a drug culture among youth in Iceland. Kentucky's drug czar is not concerned that government attention to big issues like state pensions and tax reform will result in less attention to the state's epidemic of opioid abuse. Office of Drug Control Policy Director Van Ingram also participated in the Health Policy Forum. Ingram says his office is preparing to distribute about $3 million to local alcohol substance abuse agencies.
I think in Kentucky we get it. I'm more concerned with what happens in Washington. We have a lot of big issues, and pensions are one of them, but I think this opioid issue, our elected officials understand, lives are lost every day.
Foundation Director Ben Chandler, meanwhile, says his organization will be pushing hard for an increase in the cigarette tax during the 2018 session of the General Assembly. Chandler says the increase would generate $260 million annually, which could help support efforts to reduce substance abuse and address other pressing issues. For WEKU, I'm Stu Johnson.